So we're learning Ktsai Shir. It's Tuesday night, Aruch of Zion Adar, I believe. And so there's a we're in the Ktsai Nesivus. It's probably the last night that we're spending on this Ktsai Nesivus. If a person could force someone else to do a mitzvah saseh, and from that is Nishtar Beiv, it comes out that Lechora, it seems that everybody would be moda that an average person can force someone lafrushe meisura, but not necessarily, and whether I can force you to do what you're mechuyev to do in terms of a mitzvah saseh or in terms of yechiyev is the machleikas ktsais nesivus, because the ktsais is moda lafrushe meisura. Not everyone is moda lafrushe meisura either. They feel that the raya from evident klani with the adon is no raya, because there the adon is the enabler, so maybe he has a special responsibility to get the Evet Klani to desist in his Isser that the Odon enabled. Okay, now we're learning Rav Shimon. That's really what we're talking about. We're in Rav Shimon, Shvap, Shari Yosher. We decided to learn. I decided. It's good to learn, yeah. And one of the issues is, of course, if you would allow the Oraisa, then how could you force someone to pay up a loan? Because the Gemara says if she would allow the Oraisa, his only obligation to pay up a hold, if she would allow the Oraisa, is this din of Makinosa Ashatesi Nausho to do a mitzvah, Priyas Balchai mitzvah. That's a Gemara Tzuvis. So who does that? You need only Smuchim or Shlubasayakov Dina, but a private individual can't. But if Shibuta, Rav Shimon has a problem if Shibuta the Araisa, why the Ktsos implies that you don't need this Indian of Kfiya, of Mumchim, a special Koach. I don't see the issue at all. As I said, if Shibuta the Araisa, it's like Mamoni Gaboch. My thing is by you. And when the Gzela's Be'en, when I have something by you, then my din to take it back is not a din of forcing you to do what you have to do in terms of giving it back to me, or we would call on the gavra, but the chefza is mine and I can go get it. I think the biggest raya of this, I was just thinking of a raya that it shouldn't be a problem, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that if the gzela is ba'en, if someone steals something and it's ba'en, then even if when he stole it, there was a situation of kumli bedravaminei, which exempts the ganav from his monetary chiyuvim, but that doesn't make the chayfets his. Certainly the nignav could still take back the chayfets, and it doesn't. The ganav's not kainet. You know, sometimes the ganav is said to be kainet the chayfets, and he has to pay money. So if the chayfets is not ben and it's a kumli bedravaminei situation, the ganav doesn't have to pay. So there's a shakolatari in the Gemara there by Rodef, because Rodef, who steals something, when he's a Rodef, he's in a kabbalah v'drabaminate situation, because he could be put to death. So the Gemara's maskana there is that if the chavetz is be'en, so the kabbalah v'drabaminate is not relevant, avada, you can take it back. And that would be saying that I'm not demanding, if the chavetz is be'en, I'm not demanding that he fulfill his personal obligation. He may not even have one if it's coming to job meeting. But it's my chayfetz. And the chayfetz, in Lomdish terms, you would say, is the mechayev to give it back mitzad the chayfetz, not mitzad the gavra. The chayfetz demands to be put back where it belongs, so to speak. It doesn't belong by him, it belongs by me. The word belongs, by the way, is a very nice word. It's a very good word in English, because you're talking about where it's supposed to be. The word belongs meaning where it's supposed to be. Like there's a dynamic in the chayfetz. Where does it belong? Where is it supposed to be? So in the physical world, let's say gravity says it's supposed to be here. But in the spiritual world, it's my chayfetz, it's supposed to be by me. Like there are forces, there are metaphysical forces that are like gravity, you know, that's the chayfetz like supposed to come to me. So I don't need you to be obligated to give it to me for me to get it. So I don't know what the Rav Shimon's problem is, but that's not my problem. But I want to learn the next piece of Rav Shimon, which is he wants to make a chilek, which is really Rav Shimon has a very interesting outlook on all of Dini Momenus and all of Ben Odom Achaveiro. He says there's like a shechva. There's a shechva, a layer of dinim that are like, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Very, I don't really understand the Shimon 100%. I'm not sure what he means. It's like pre-Torah. There's a whole world of Dinimomenes and Mishpotim and the Dinim Shomrim. It's like before you get to the Torah, there's a layer of social interaction. The Torah is sanctioned. But it's like Ben Odom Achaveiro. It's almost as if, maybe that's the way, the best way to understand it is that you talk about Ben Odom Achaveiro, so there's taka a shechva of Ben Odom Achaveiro before we talk about the person's obligations of the Torah. Major Yisod, he talks about, you know, that's why there's always the major question, famous question, why is a Safik Mamoina Lakula, why isn't it a Safik Yisra, a little Tigzo? Shimon says because everything is determined by the shechva of Dinei Momenes, which says Moitzei Mechveil of Araya. Before you get to the Lot Tigzol, you don't get to Lot Tigzol. First, you have to deal with the first shechva. Anyway, I think that's what he refers to here. But ironically, ironically in my mind, here the shechva of Mishpat is what demands smuchim and tfiya. While the shechva of Issa Veheter, the more Torah oriented, like rules of the Torah, mitzvahs of the Torah, they, he's basically agreeing with the Nesivos, I think, but he's saying it doesn't, that the Ketzos is also right in the moment. In Shavuot Olav the Arayfa, let's say, or according to Shimon, even Shavuot the Arayfa. Let's see it now. Well, Chaim Leran and Nias Daiti. After the Indian Isser Mukhach Lahedi Midiri Ashas, the Parakaminiach, the Eshkoch, the Cholodim, Lokhavish Chaber, Lafishami Isser. He says there's a riot from the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Gemara is talking about removing a Mazik. He says it's clear in Baba Kama, just to use shorthand, to say that the Nesivos is right. And that the Bavarish arrived from the Gemara and Baba Kama, that the Nesivos is right, that everybody. Oh, I'm sorry. Talk about Lafushim and Yisura. I take it back, I'm sorry. Lafushim and Yisura, which the place is loaded to in the Meshove. About the Lafushim and Yisura, I can do it. Abu Binyan Mishpati. Is this a question?
Yeah.
That's what we're learning. It's
okay, yeah.
It's on, where's it? On Daf Yud. You want to say, speak out where it is. Daf Yud. Of test the left column.
Right column, about the right column. You put it in the past halfway down.
You sure?
What's the show?
Yeah. The right column on page test, right. After you listen, look, glad you've been to be a shot, but you know, you've got a lot of clear fish in me. So I will, in your mishpati, he means momentous, he means another machavero. Or bedobashim be'ervo, weird choice of phrase, it means the whole thing should be bailed. Get this. Afshim gambaze osa iser, mishayna makayim din hamutalolo, mikomokom be'iser kazer, lonitana koyachelo le dayonim mumchim, lokof lakayim din toyer lafushe ne yasura. When it comes to mishpotim, like more chomer. Mishpatim, because Eila Mishpatim is a tossum with name. Yavil Zem Mikrod, Eila Mishpatim is a tossum with name. Loyal Fnei Hajaitas. Shmochi by Dos, Valvol, Slomi by Ilam and Yamashibu Minatoira, who based in Yordim Lenuchosu Mitam Torres Hamishpatim. Because there, their mamish coming in Momenes. Lamalayas Chus Hamalve. Shigesh Lobenichse Halove. He says, Adarab, that needs mumchim more. Those vade beino minat Torah mumchim. Zeo kfiyas ha-mishpotim. Yeah, el afil l'man yamish budaladi arai, so, shekoach kfiyas bezden bezed, in the parish of Gemara. Humishim mitzvahs kfiyas balchol, and it's like kfiyas asiyas sukkah lalulov, But here, since you're dealing with mominus and bidon machaveiro, you need mumchim. Even the mitzvah zu ikar yisod hu inyan mishpat. You know what I think he means? I just realized what I think he means. Once you're dealing, you know, the famous thing, you know, you go to a rav and you ask him about the shechita on the ox was good. What do you do with the sheva brachas main dish that you worked 4 hours over and something happened there? The rav says it's treif. You throw it out. You don't blink twice. You don't hate the rav. You go, okay, what can I do? A kapora, you know, it's treif. What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to eat treif. You just suffered a loss of $600. What do you can do about it? If you go to the interior with another fellow over $10 and you lose, you hate the rub. The rub's a jerk, jackass, idiot, and you can't live with it. This is like a famous dynamic. And the answer, so what's the psychological explanation? Like, you don't want to lose to someone else. You know, you can deal with Hashem, and you're willing to suffer a $600 loss, because you're a Jew. But, and like Rav Shimon's almost, for sure, psychologically correct. Once I'm dealing with you, and who's going to win, me or you, then I want to win. Like, I can't be soy with a $10 loss that you beat me. That's the psychology of it, Lechora. And that's the psychology of it. It would be very difficult, rare, and almost non-existent in my experience, for the person to see it as is my $600 main course tray for that. To see this as it's a vehicle, you know, by a gazlan or not. They don't, and according to Shimon, it's talking not like that. It's psychologically correct that you're in a different world now. You're in a world of two people fighting in a boxing ring, and one of them is going to win. You're not in a world of being in shul in the morning, putting on tefillin. Let's say, and the Rav tells you your $1,300 pair of tefillin is possible. Place. So you swallow hard. That's it. But once you're fighting with someone, you call up. It's an interesting psychology. It's koach hanitzachon. You don't forgive the enemy to beat you. Maybe many different subtleties to really explain it deep down. But maybe that's what the Shimon is saying. Like he's saying, in an Indian mishpati, not iser. An iser is more objective. I think I understand it maybe. That's why Chayshu Mishpat has so many kinyans in this time, and the dayan's not allowed to hear one bowls in without the other bowls in. You're dealing with two people. You have to be scared of both, and you know that the two more different than the other. If you look if psychologically, it would be looked at as a shayla no sigzon. If you have a shayla no tvasho dvi bachalei vimo, bosu bachalo, but it's not like that. You are the referee between two people, plugging it out in the ring. So that's what the Shimon said, that means mumchim. Even the level of kfiyah, that once we pass through the din, that's already the yisod I said a few minutes ago. That you see from here that carrying out the din is also a chelik of the din. It's not just the police action that carries out the din. But that's part of a Bezdin's role, is not just to be in an ivory tower in Paskin, but to make sure that sack is carried out. Okay, but that's a given. So what the Shimon is saying, and that's what I think he means, he uses funny the shyness, because he uses the shyness of Davish Be'erva in Mishpati, and I think that's what he means. Because the whole Tz'isha Mibayla is also an Indian Mishpati. That I know that from experience, you see that. When a husband and wife are in Bezdin, and the shayla is the whole tzitzis of Bailo and Subur, sure, that's momentous. But even the etzem ishus, the shayla, that's right, the two people in the ring slugging it out. They don't look at it as, you know, am I doing a mitzvah or am I doing a aveira? So therefore, Rav Shimon says, the referee, this is how I'm going to say over what Rav Shimon means, the referee of the boxing match has to be Mumchen. That's what the Torah said. Once you're dealing with Reuben and Shimon fighting, right, that dynamic of a fight between two people, and that's an essential difference between Mominus and Isurim. Isurim, you're not fighting with Hashem. And nobody thinks of it that way. They think of it, this is my obligation as a religious Jew, I have to put on tefillin every day, and I'm not going to eat most of the challah. The rope tells me to throw it out, I'm going to throw it out without blinking an eye. I'm not going to be angry at the rope or anything. But when in a boxing match, in a boxing ring, it's who's going to win. And that's why you have Migu. And that's why sometimes, you don't even get at the truth. There's a Dimitoshin Yochel Yishava Mishale. I always like that example. Where the guy, Chamshin Yudana, the Chamshin Lo Yudana. So we say Mitoshin Yochel Lishba Mishale. Or if you hold Bori Mishem and Bori Yod. So you can't say you got at the truth. Nobody's going to say that. Raya, but it's enough to win. You know, sometimes you win with a TKO and sometimes you win with a knockout. So sometimes you win with a TKO. Bori Rishab and Bori Adam is a TKO. That's a technical knockout for those of you who have never drank beer and watched the boxing match, which I've never done, by the way. I hate beer and I hate boxing. But sometimes you win, as I say, if you win with Bori Rishab or Mitol, it's like a TKO. And if you win with two Adim, so that's like a knockout. But, so that's what Rav Shimon is saying. For Mominus, you need Smuchin as the referee. That's what he's saying. Shemachi, Baudos, Valvos, Lomi Boyle, Mademe Shibutim in Atoira, Ubez in Yordan, and Chosam, Mitam, Torres, Amishpotim, Lomali, Schus, Amalve, Shieslo, Benichse, Halove, Dos Vadai, Binim in Atoira, Mumchin, Zek, Fias, Amishpotim, Lafidu lamandi yom shibudu lavdi oraisa. Shekoach kfiyas bezdim bezehu mishum mitzvahs priyas malchoiz. Ki kfiyas asiyas sukul alulam. Nikomu gombinu bezeh mumchim. Why? Given the mitzvahs u ike yosoidu in your mishpat. You're talking about two people. Who's winning between these two people? V'chaluka mitzvahs u mishorah mitzvahs shebin odom l'shemayim. Oh, here he says it's a favorite. Different dynamic than bin odom l'mokom. Arabi, please let me just finish the sentence, please. But, yeah, I'm giving sheer. That's
I know.
Right.
Okay, fine. No, the rest says let me say one finish one sentence.
I have not finished the sentence. I don't think that implies that. I'm in the middle of a sentence. I'm going to finish the sentence. I didn't imply one finish. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
You know, if it's important, I'll come back. Please.
I want to hear what you want.
No, but I'm not
going to take
it after one person.
It's not because of me saying the
issue. Well, the
rabbi,
I mean,
it
says what the
rabbi's
saying.
No, that's not the issue. I'm in the middle of the sentence.
Oh.
The
shimmy
is in the middle of the sentence.
You have to wait till the
rabbi. Nothing to do with me. I'm not upset that you would. I want you to interrupt me. But in the middle of the sentence. Time to
interrupt.
Yeah, conceptually. The Chaluka, even if it's a mitzvah, he says, but the mitzvah is primarily an Inyan Mishpat. It's still, it really, I mean, you can really make this into a deep understanding of the whole category called Ben Adam HaChaveiro. It really is Ben Adam HaChaveiro. Chaveiro is not a lulav. You're not going to drag the old lady across the street because she's a lulav. You're going to drag her across the street. It's taka bin adam achaveiro. It's taka the dynamic of two people here. The chaluka mitzvah zu mishara mitzvah shebin adam l'shemayim shebin mitzvah zu goyiyah elechot nemon. Afla shitas asovrim elechot nemon b'yisurim. Very interesting. He said even if you hold elechot nemon b'yisurim negar chazoka. Potter al asovrim. But for Mominus, he's not enough. So you see, Mominus is a different world. It's a different world. It's not like Bosa B'cholov in your wallet. It's a different world. Now, I'm explaining. The different world is that there's a dynamic of two people. Who's going to win? Who's the winner? it's not like where it's just a question of between you and Hashem. You're dealing with two people and you have to say one wins and one loses. Okay. The gamlin in kfiya in a kaderach shakofi most while shor mitzvahs. Loibina shayyim a roitzani. By other mitzvahs, you don't need his rotzon. You force a guy to do a lulav, to build a sukkah, put on tefillin. He doesn't have to say rotzani. He does it. That's all. There's no din rotzon. El shiita la malve. Zachova magilo melech iskayim a mitzvah. I don't know what he means. Where don't you have to say Rotsani? I don't know you have to say Rotsani by Lulav. You certainly don't have to. Only by a get you have to say Rotsani. I don't know what he means. The Gamlin in Kfiya in a Kaderish, a Kofimos, a Shor Mitzvah. Kama? I don't know if there's a Kama. The Lobina Shayama Rotsani. By what don't you need Rotsani?
By
what? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
You say you don't have to say Rotsani. Where don't you have to say Rotsani?
Any place but get.
Yeah, so then what is his point? He's making a point out of it to be mechalek between Indian Mishpati and Issa Vaheter. I don't know where. You certainly don't have to say Rotsani by Lulav, and you don't have to say Rotsani by Momin. The members don't know what this. He's ruining the sentence. I don't know what he means. Ela sheet la malvus a chayv a megillah megillah tzgayim a mitzvah shvach a bekiyas mitzvah zu bin and dafka mumchim yishum de kviya zu hu inyan mishpati. That's like a typical of Shimon Shkop sentence. The kviya on this mitzvah, even if it's mitzad forcing you to do a mitzvah, but it's a benodah machaveiro mitzvah. That's how I'm explaining it. That's if it's an inyan mishpati, I'm judging between two people. I'm always judging. But Hashem, you're not judging. You're passing an objective rule. Yes, close to the call or not close to the call. Ellis, are they koach hakfiya sheyesh lecholod mecholdini yisu vehet the lokum v'kayim dinei Torah? Kumokin yesh koach lebez din mumchin lokum v'kayim mishpat zeh al yedei tzad ha-mitzvah v'yisu sheyesh b'zeh. V'al derech zeh kofun amasun legarish mishim chuy legarish. V'kom sham kofun ashi garish mitzvah v'yom ha-rotzani. Yeah, okay, but that's a din by get. Because get needs total rotzon. So there you need a shtickle that you can't just force a guy to do it. He has to say Rotsani. I don't know what he's proving from that. Okay, yeah, before we go back, do you have a question?
No, I just want to know, is it like the need to borrow to something, the fact that by, no, but I know from personal experience, unfortunately, if an individual goes to another individual, Lafrusha Mesura, I tell the guy, oh, you know, what you're doing is us and it's that. That takes it personally, like a fight with me. It's like, it's not, if it's a rab, that's one thing. But if it's between another Jew, he takes it like,
yeah, that's because you don't believe him. You don't believe him. He thinks he's just shepherding him. Also, I said a few nights ago, I don't know if you were here or not, that there are certain sects or people who like the point to this concise of the Sivis. Certainly they like the point to the Sivis. Right? If I find a guy didn't vote, beat the hell out of him, drag him to the polls. By the point to the Sivis, everybody can force a fellow Jew to do what he's refused to do. But the reason it's lo relevanti, not the Ksaisa, not the Nasivis, to many machlaiks that we have, unfortunately, in the Jewish people, is because that's another part of the primary premise, the prior premise to the whole Ksaisa Nasivis here, is that it's clear. And nowadays, things are not clear. First of all, there's different kehilas. Everybody follows their own rav. So you have no right to go to someone that follows Satma and say, you must vote, and I'm going to punch you in the nose if you don't vote. Just like Satma has no right to come over to me and punch me in the nose, even according to the Ksoyis, Lafusha Meisura, for voting.
Pay $100.
Anyway, that's the point. That the point is that nowadays, the Ksoyis and the Sivas, the reason we don't, it's really not relevant that someone that would hit someone to do an ave, to do a mitzvah, or even Lafusha Meisura would be called Eino Elaminam Atmiyim. It would be a very strange, crazy thing, and everybody would call for his head. I'm inclined to agree with you that some of it's Yeridus Hadoros, some of it's Yeridus Hadoros, There's one thing to go into like us still. We're still stuck in that mentality to a large degree. The irony is that the people who accused from Yidden in Europe of having a Golus mentality, as history has turned, they have the biggest Golus mentality of all time, and in the whole world they're the worst, and the only country that does what America wants, not what's good for them, is the people that used to accuse from Yidden of having a Golus mentality. So that's very poetic justice.
Well, that's why we're going on Tuesday.
Sha. I don't want to get into that. Anyway, but so that it's really on the earth, and all the things are not clear now. Nowadays, there's not even a clear Bezdin, right? There's no Bezdin. There's very few Bezdin that have jurisdiction automatically. Everything is, you have to be Makabo, Shtar Begurin, and it's all ad hoc. We're not in a good situation. It's like, you want to have separation between church and state.
But even today, if somebody has like a rav, they accept upon themselves the rav, and then they say it's just kosher trade, but he says trade, and then you lost the
I hold that someone belongs to a shul, and then Makabal the rav, by being members of the shul, and Makabal that rav as the posek. And let's say I paskin that, I don't know about voting. I don't want to get into it. If I say the shul is gonna only has to make the second one clear, I'm ruling that for the shul. And someone goes over to the omer, and if someone comes into the shul, a member of the shul, and they make a minion that's gonna make the first one. So then someone would theoretically be allowed to push him away from the omer and hit him. You theoretically can have such things in a kehila, in a shul with members, where the rav pulls rank and says, "Listen, you have to listen to me." So then, it would be clear. That would have the clarity needed to hit someone. Had an interesting shot. Guy that is accused of terrible things, and he certainly did something.
In some ways, he doesn't know the truth. He says he didn't. I'm saying this is what he said.
He was worried that the circumstances.
Yeah,
he stepped over a line.
He stepped over by someone. It could be that she stepped over a line.
Okay.
Maybe it didn't have to be that.
I didn't want to discuss that now. So he came into a shul in Hernos.
Yeah, just recently, last week.
Yeah, and he started davening, and someone took it through almost the other.
Yeah.
And a guy called me up.
The guy called the guy with the machad called you?
Yeah. Because I have a connection with him, and he asked me what I think of what he did. Because he feels funny.
Well, I'm glad to say he's chayav to be in. He has to ask him a few of the rabbis.
Well, he called me up also. I don't know what he's saying to me. He told him the same thing. He told him he had no right to be in Vayish and Barabim. Could be, maybe even what you do in such cases is you go over to the Gaboim and you say, don't let him go to the Yomim again. And then the Gaboim might object, and then you have a deal, yes or no. But I didn't hear a head that it'd be in Vayish and Barabim. I will be inviting the rabbi. It's a terrible thing. And who said you're going to do that? Now, so the guy felt bad because he acted impulsively, and he thought he was doing the biggest mitzvah in the world. He's like, I'm tarot.
He's made his last mission to do this all the time. That's what I'm saying.
Not anymore. Not now.
Okay.
And he listened to me. He was very contrite. He was very. He would call the gross. Listen to me.
What's
quiet. Now, let's say, but I'm saying, you see, here's where we're living in a door where there's no clarity. Let's say, he thought he was doing what the Tzais is made it to. I don't know if you call it a first year Meisura, but he held it to Bizoyon. It's Hanufa.
In the words of the Rav, who the hell asked him what he thinks? In the words of the Rav, who does this guy think he is?
Scholars don't
Who does he think he is?
Scholars don't
No, I'm very clear.
I'm
saying this guy's not a tzaddik. This guy's a Russian. To go buy someone to rob
it. You're doing the same thing he was doing.
How am I doing the same thing?
Not a Russia. I'm sorry I brought it up. I wanted to make a point.
Yeah, okay, well, go on.
My point is that that's points to the lack of clarity nowadays. Because the guy thought he was doing what the choice is made, that's what I'm trying to bring out. He's doing even a fushi meisur, and he's making a machon, etc. And really, he has no right to do it. So that's, I'm bringing it as an example. Answering you that nowadays the reason the Ktsais and the Sivas are rendered almost not relevant is because we're living in a world where there's no clarity and there's no best in, and there's not even official heroes really. That's all. So you get into you think you're doing the Ktsais, you think you're doing a Mitzvah. Let's say when I was, how many years ago, I'm an old man already, so let's say 30 years ago, Belzers and Sattler were fist fighting in the streets of Williamsburg about taking money from the government. They were fighting.
I'll take the money.
No. And there were fights in the street. So someone wrote a kuntras. I bet you I could find it when I clean for Pesach. Someone wrote a kuntras about the Tyson Seals. And there was like a 20-page kuntras. A real tzaddik that lived in Muncie. A real tzaddik that lived in Muncie, Rav Zan. So, there goes my mind. A real tzaddik. His children made a yeshiva, a Lev Avraham.
Winter? Shabbat Winter?
No, in Yerushalayim. Avraham. Weinfeld. Weinfeld. Rabbi Weinfeld. He davened the seeker in Muncie. He davened the seeker. The tzaddik. You ever hear Rav Shiskal?
Yeah,
you ever see Rav Shiskal Davin? You ever have the script to see Rav Shiskal Davin or Davin? Rav Weinfeld Davin like Rav Shiskal Davin. You never see anything. You could be inspired your whole life in Washington. I don't talk like this usually. The Imamish, every only the Chacham Melech, every word they were Be'em of Be'ur, Be'resus of Be'zeya, and Be'simcha, and dancing and clapping and crying, and every single davening. You don't know how they can do it. Anyway, he wrote a kuntras. I probably will never find it again. It's somewhere in my house. So like a 25 page kuntras. So 23 pages is about this Ktsais and the Sivas. Then the last two pages is what I'm saying now. That really, none of this is Negea nowadays. Because there's no clarity. Everybody follows their own rub or themselves. And no one really knows what to do. And that's the Yerid HaSadoris. So Ktsais and the Sivas is like not relevant. Yeah, maybe we will continue.